This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An initiative that would have changed Colorado's process for expunging certain criminal records has failed to make the November ballot. The Colorado Secretary of State's office said supporters submitted 255 signatures, but it takes nearly 125,000 valid signatures for a proposal to go before voters. Signature reviews for a number of other proposals are still pending. President Trump has signed Senator Cory Gardner's conservation bill into law. Gardner, who was at the White House ceremony today, thanked the president as well as lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who worked on these ideas.
In the midst of acrimony, in the midst of partisanship, in the midst of times when the American people probably look out and wonder if they can get anything done, Congress came together to pass the most significant bill, the Great American Outdoors Act.
But the signing event only included Republicans. Several Democratic co-sponsors who had worked on the measures for years, including Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, were not invited. The law includes billions of dollars to address a backlog of maintenance in national parks and fully funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The Senate passed a bill today that seeks to reform the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and better protect athletes against abuse. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bipartisan bill passed unanimously. It has a number of provisions designed to protect athletes in the wake of the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal, such as requiring the Colorado Springs-based USOPC to establish clear procedures and reporting requirements. It also increases the number of athletes on boards and panels to help identify problems sooner. And it gives Congress the power to dissolve the board of the Olympic Committee. The bill heads to the House, where Colorado Representative Diana DeGette is one of the co-sponsors. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Colorado has topped lists of states with the highest rates of teen vaping. Lawmakers and public health workers are working to turn that around, but new research finds they have a long way to go.
Well, it's pretty jarring. Pretty much everybody I know and hang out with vapes or is addicted to nicotine.
CPR health reporter John Daly explores new numbers on teen vaping and state efforts to crack down on it. That is ahead on All Things Considered. It is 100 degrees in Grand Junction. Tonight, it'll go down to 66. This is CPR News.